It's time for a Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Focus. And joining us in the studio today, we have several members from Broom Point Elementary. We're going to talk about character traits and service projects. Joining us first, we have Miss Layla, who is the student council manager at Broom Point Elementary. So, Miss Layla, I appreciate you bringing the kids down and you taking out the time to join us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. We had to get them up early because we had to come from East Carbon, but it's been a fun drive and they're excited to be here.
Yeah, that's a semi-long trek for you guys early this, early in the morning, but that's okay. We're going to have a lot of fun. So talk to me a little bit about student council and about what the kids are doing and what they're going to talk to us about.
So the kids are representatives of the fourth and fifth grade. These girls today are all from the fifth grade. They were elected as officers, and it's their job to kind of set an example for the rest of the students in school. We feature each month a character trait that we're trying to get students to buy into and pattern their lives after. And then also each month we do a service project to help some community organization to try to help other people's lives.
Well, let's bring the kids in. Again, we got four of them joining us, and let's start with the class president. I think that makes sense, right?
It does.
Okay, let's start with the class president. We have Jersey Wayman, who's going to step up to the microphone first. You can go ahead and adjust that mic. Jersey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Now, Jersey's definitely got some personality. We were sitting outside talking, and she told me she's no Hillary. That's what she said, right? You're no Hillary.
Nope. Or Donald Trump.
You're just Jersey. So tell me a little bit about what the student council president does.
We all do student council jobs, like putting up the flag every morning or doing school store, which we can buy things from, which that's been going pretty well.
Now, you guys do have, each month, you guys have service project, and is that what you're going to talk to us about?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, one service project that we haven't done, well, we have done, is the Carbon County Animal Shelter. We have done, what that's about is the Carbon County Animal Shelter is a local shelter that rescues lost and abandoned pets. So we donate pets, pet toys, blankets, and money for the animal shelter to buy food and cat food. We raise money at the pet fair also.
What is the pet fair?
The pet fair is, it's pet day, and we each get to bring a pet to school, and parents must be there so they can, and they must get off of work or be there with them, with the pet. And the pet must be animal friendly. No aggressive pets.
Well, it sounds like you guys do a lot of work with pets at the school. It sounds pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your service project, you wanted to talk about the animal shelter. Now, I know you got three of your friends here as well. We have a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer, and they're going to talk about service projects as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so who do you want to speak next?
Brielle.
Okay, let's bring in Brielle Valdez. She's the vice president at Broom Point Elementary. And Brielle, go ahead and talk about your service project.
Okay, my service project that I'm going to be talking about is self-management.
Okay.
It's when you manage your emotions and behaviors so you can accomplish goals.
And as far as this particular service project goes, how did it affect the entire school? What are some of the things that your peers picked up on?
When they had a problem, they're like, okay, I need to calm down so I can do this, so I can finish what I need to do.
Now, as far as this particular service project goes, this took place over an entire month?
Yeah.
Have you noticed a big difference?
Yeah.
Okay, what month was this?
December.
Okay, so from now, from December until now, there's been a big difference as far as the self-management goes in the school then, right?
Yes.
Do you have anything else you want to talk to us about?
Pennies by the inch.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about pennies by the inch.
Okay, pennies by the inch is when you can bring pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and dollars. And one thing you can do is measure yourself and bring in that much money of how tall you are. And you put it in a little container, and whoever brings the most money gets a classroom prize.
Great. And when did you guys do this?
October.
Fantastic. Okay, so you talked to us about a couple of cool events that happened at Broom Point. Again, you still have a couple of other friends that are going to join us on the microphone, so I'm going to let you pick who comes up next.
Loyal Martinez.
Okay, Loyal is actually the secretary at Broom Point. Loyal, how are you today?
Good.
Good. Talk to us about your service project.
Okay, so this is in December, and our service project for December was the mitten pillars. What would we do? We had a tree in our hallway in our school, and we would bring mittens, hats, scarves, and like socks, and we would put them on the tree so we can donate them to the people who don't have.
It's a pretty neat service project, to say the least. Did you guys have a lot of fun with it?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that sounds fun, definitely. Okay. What else do you have to talk to us about? Anything else?
We have self-awareness, and it says recognize your emotions and values as well as your strengths and challenges. And what would we do? Like, in the morning, we would have Mrs. Wise, our principal. She would, like, challenge us to see if we can have, we should give 3 compliments to our friends or teachers.
So with all this going on, what do you prefer, the character traits, or do you enjoy the service projects a little bit more?
The service projects.
You guys are definitely accomplishing something on maybe a wider scale, right, with service projects?
Yes.
Sounds very neat. Okay, and we have one more student that we got to get to, so let's go ahead and bring in the treasurer, Annabella LaFontaine, right? Did I say that correctly? Fantastic. Annabella, how are you today?
Good.
Okay, what are you going to talk to us about?
The food drive for November, our service project.
Okay.
So our November service project is food drive where we bring in food to help the local food bank.
And this is, obviously it takes place in November, so right around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as the character traits go, what do we have?
Well, we have social awareness, which it means to show understanding and empathy for others.
And again, this goes on for a month, so you guys talk about this for a whole month, right?
Yeah. Every morning at announcements, we read our little poster that we have about it.
So what do you prefer, the service projects or the character traits?
Well, I like the service projects a little bit more because all the students get to help out mm-hmm. on everything, and they know that they're helping someone else in need.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Annabella, I appreciate you coming in today as well to talk to us about character traits and service projects. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's bring back in Miss Layla here for just a second. And as we close this, Miss Layla, I want to talk to you about the students. It's kind of neat to see these kids kind of in a leadership role. I mean, how have you seen, we talk about these character traits. How have you seen these kids grow socially from the beginning to where we're at right now? Probably quite a bit, I would assume.
A lot. We have some pretty strong personalities, so it's taken sometimes some struggle to work together because they're all very much leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've done some awesome things. They get to do skits to portray some of these character traits. When we have our spirit rallies, they make a skit up so that all the other kids can see maybe the good and the bad ways to do things. And they love doing that. They like to lead. They love to do all the morning duties, the flag, the school store, putting out the recess balls, those kind of things. They really love doing their duties.
Well, Miss Layla, I do appreciate you taking out the time to bring the kids down here. It is a long drive from Broom Point, so thank you very much. It's always fun to get the perspective from the kids. We talk to teachers and principals all the time, but to get kids in, it's a lot of fun, so thank you.
They were excited, and thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.